peace has come. As prophets had predicted for many years, God sent himself in human form to bring peace to a chaotic world. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, reigns over a kingdom not of this world. He does not conquer oppressive rulers or topple evil empires, but he does deliver his children from the strongholds of fear and doubt and sin. Jesus' miraculous birth is just the beginning of the beautiful story of how heavenly peace has come to us. Give birth to this child, struggled to wrap her finite mind around the idea that she would soon deliver the one who would deliver us all. Her fears could only be relieved by the unseen hand of God. After his birth in Bethlehem, the angels spoke to the shepherds on earth and told them not to be afraid, for the Messiah had just been born, their Savior, their Deliverer, just miles away. What news! And before the angels went back to heaven, they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and with the promise of peace on earth."
Songs repeat.
Heavenly peace on earth is what we speak of tonight. Join us and let's sing about it together. God never promised that our lives would be trouble-free. In fact, Jesus said we definitely would have problems and heartache and pain. Jesus, just before his crucifixion, also promised to leave us with peace. My peace, he said, not as the world gives. His peace is beyond human understanding, and yet it is as real as the fear it is sent to relieve. The prophet Isaiah called it perfect peace. Although it may seem impossible, this quiet assurance is available to those who totally trust him. Not the absence of war or conflict, neither the result of a ceasefire nor the signing of a treaty. Peace is a person, Jesus Christ. We were once enemies of God because of our sin, but have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. Now we call on him to rule in our hearts, for our comforter, our strength, our Prince of Peace has come.
Thank you. hope that you enjoyed today's message and song. It's a beautiful song that kind of gives us the whole synopsis of what Christmas is all about. I want to share one passage of scripture, one that we oftentimes kind of neglect a little bit because we talk about the birth of Christ, which is exactly what it's all about, talk about the prophecies and things, but after the birth, there was a special relationship that God had with two special people. One was a guy by the name of Simeon, the other one was a lady by the name of Anna. And Simeon had been anticipating this time. In fact, you'll hear the term consolation of Israel. That's what he was waiting for. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, for Israel was struggling. They were looking for some consoling from God himself. Consoling simply means to minister to those who are having disappointment. And so Simeon had been looking and anticipating. The Bible describes Simeon as a righteous and devout man. He was a very godly man. He was a strong man of the Jewish faith, and he loved the Lord, and he knew and anticipated the prophecies of the Messiah. And so as we think about that, as we think about peace has come, we know, and Simeon had been looking forward, and in one of the passages of scriptures that we see before Acts chapter 2, the introduction of the Holy Spirit as we know it today as believers, it says that Simeon, the Holy Spirit had come upon Simeon. So you see these special times when it happens with God's people. And Simeon was one of those special people that had the Holy Spirit that had come upon him. And he had been revealed that before he died, he would have an encounter with this God of peace, the peacemaker who would be coming. And so he knew that that time would come. And so Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple whenever he was a proper age so that they could provide all the ceremonial responsibilities that a Jewish faith required. And so I want to share with you, in concluding today, this passage out of Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms, and he praised God, saying this, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which has been prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelations to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what they had seen. This baby Jesus, as we know today, is certainly the Messiah. Salvation has come. Peace has come upon the world. And it wasn't just for the children of Israel, because that's God's chosen, and that's certainly a primary purpose of why Jesus came. But Simeon, in Simeon's acknowledgement, he also shared a light of revelation to the Gentiles, for you and me. Those of us outside the Jewish faith, we have salvation as well. So as we celebrate salvation, we see hope, we see peace, we see salvation, all in the promise of this boy. Just like the choir this morning had sang. And I appreciated Claire and Megan especially with their beautiful solos that were pretty profound in the message they had. And they did it in a beautiful way. But we see here that salvation today, we recognize, brings us hope. And salvation truly brings us peace. And there are folks that's all around us that struggles with peace. There's a lot of turmoil in our lives. There's situations and circumstances that sometimes it's beyond our control. Sometimes it's because of what we chose to do, that our lives seems to be in upheaval. But the promised Messiah that God had prophesied thousands of years ago, that came into fruition in the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago, is the same Messiah that resides and invites us to take on the problems and challenges that you have in your life so that you can have salvation, so that you can have hope, so that you can have peace. And today, if you've accepted that hope and peace and salvation of Christ, God bless you. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing. But for those of you who might be here wondering exactly the true revelation of what Christmas can really mean for you, I want to give you an opportunity. As you stand to your feet, I'm going to ask Pat to come. We'll have a hymn of invitation. And that invitation simply means this. If there is something moving in your heart that said, you know what? There was something special when the choir was singing those songs that really struck my heart. And there's something that I'm missing. My life is just messed up. I got all kinds of problems and griefs. But I want that peace. I'm going to invite you to come and accept that today. If you've never accepted Christ, come. If you have done that, you need a fallen believer's baptism or unite with unite this church, or if you just have a burden that's on your heart and you want to give it to the Lord, I want to invite you to come right now. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then Pat's going to lead us in a hymn of invitation. Father, we thank you for who you are. Thank you that the peace has come. That peace is found in the Messiah, our Savior Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to earth to provide the atoning sacrifices for our sins. He redeemed us through his blood so that we may have the hope of true salvation. Father, if there's anyone here today that needs to accept that salvation, Lord, give them the courage to step forward and take that. Lord, if there's any decision that needs to be made, give us the courage right now to do that. For Father, we know and recognize, as the choir sang today, that peace has come. We thank you and praise the name of Christ, I pray.
All right, guys, grab a seat real quick. We'll go for quick announcements. A lot of stuff going on in December I want you to be aware of. So be sure to have it on your calendars and just be on top of it all. Of course, men's Bible study tomorrow night, 6:45. So still be here. Just to let you know if you're going to be, if you're a male, you can be here at 6:45. Great Bible study going on in Revelation. Wednesday night, a lot of stuff going on Wednesday night. We talk about it. We say the same thing over and over again. I just want you to be aware there is something for everybody on Wednesday night. You be here at 5:30. We have dinner for you. And then afterwards, I don't care what age you are, from the youngest to the oldest, there is something for you to be part of on Wednesday night. So be sure to be part of that. It's a great opportunity to kind of gather, come together, and just kind of learn a little bit more and be discipled a little bit more about what God does in your life. Tonight, hey, come back tonight, 6:30, church. So be here for that. And then right after church, we have a special business meeting to present the budget so we can review it and then look at it for next year, vote on it next month. See, I've listened to you. All right. You enjoyed this morning, right? So next Sunday night, children are going to do their Christmas program next Sunday night at 6:30, so be sure to be here at that. It'll be at 6:30, and then right afterwards, we're going to have a time for opportunity to go downstairs and have some snacks and refreshments, so just be sure to bring some snacks to be able to share with others next Sunday night. And then Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock, our Christmas Eve candlelight service. It's just a special time together, a great opportunity to come together and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So be sure on the 24th at 8 o'clock here. And then, of course, there is the sound. The last 2 weeks we have, this week and next week, for our Lottie Moody Express. That's an opportunity. We've been doing it for a lot of years right now. It's an opportunity. If you want to give Christmas cards, let folks know how you care for them, and you're thinking about this Christmas season, you can make those and put them in Lottie Express back in the back there, back in the very back. And then any money you're gonna give on postage, you mail those out. We ask that you donate that. And we're going to use that for a Lottie Moon Christmas offering, and that's the offering we give to share internationally to those missionaries out there to be able to share the message of Jesus Christ. So be sure to be part of that. I'm enjoying the Christmas cards already, so be sure to do that. Hey, guys, a lot of stuff's going on. We have a lot of college students, people in the military, a lot of folks that aren't home right now during this time of year. We have the addresses of our college students and those folks in the military in the back. Do me a favor, send a note to them this week, this month. Just let them know you're thinking about them. Is there a way, and they're out there? And if you're a student or your military service member is not, we don't have that address, give it to us. We can make sure we let them know we're thinking about them this Christmas season. We do have one important announcement. If you are we have a missing ring we need to find. It was lost here in church. So if you have found a ring, if you could let Brother Allen or Pat know, we'd appreciate it very much. So if you found that, please let us know that. I do have one more very important announcement, but I want to make sure that, is there any other announcements I didn't catch before we go on? Any other announcements or things we need to know?
Children's practice this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Children's practice this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Love offer. That's what I'm going to get ready to do.
Okay. Nothing for the announcement, guys.
All right. I got to erase that part of it then. Anything else? All right, as you guys know, if the ushers have come forward, as you guys know, every year, Brother Allen and Alex, man, they go do so much more than we realize, not just the work they do, but the prayers, the sweat, the stress, the worry, the loving on each other, of all us, all the stuff they do, and we just want to be an opportunity to give back and thank them a little bit about what they, how they serve us throughout the Christmas year. And so what we do is every year we give up, we take up a love offering, and just a way to say, hey, thank you, we love you guys, we appreciate what you guys do for us. And so we're going to do that this week and next week, an opportunity to do that.